Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's the darkness and growing on me. And that was the top 20 single for the band in 2003. Comes from the Suffolk band's debut album, which turns 21 this week. Permission to Land went on to top the UK chart for 4 weeks, delivered 5 hit singles, and has now sold millions of copies. They also won 3 Brit Awards in 2004, including Best Album. And they open up the rock show. Johnny Walker here. Good to be with you. And it's all about AC/DC this week. And the band are finally back on UK soil. We'll celebrate for this week in rock. Plus, we'll remind ourselves who Angus Young chose as his rock god when I spoke to him on this show a few years back. New releases come from the Scarlet Rebels and a UFO's Phil Mogg. And we continue with Bowling for Soup. That's Bowling for Soup and I Ran So Far Away. And the Texas band released that cover of the Flock of Seagulls song back in 2002. Their album, Drunk Enough to Dance, came out the same year and was a big hit here and in the US. Bowling for Soup have been together for 30 years and they're still going. They've been touring this year in celebration of their anniversary. Now, first new release on the rock show tonight, and here are Scarlet Rebels. Scarlet Rebels with Streets of Fire, and that's a brand new release from the Welsh band. Comes from their new album, Where the Colours Meet, which comes out in August. And they're out and about playing live over the summer, including the Made of Stone Festival in Maidstone next month.
The Radio 2 Rock Show.
Time now for This Week in Rock, and we start with This Week in 1981. Def Leppard released their second album, High and Dry. I'll play a track from it before the end of the show. This week in 2006, Muse hit number one on the UK album chart for a second time. It was their fifth album, Black Holes and Revelations, and it would hold the top spot for 2 weeks. This week in 2007, Ozzy Osbourne came home to Birmingham. The Black Sabbath singer was honored as the first celebrity with a star on the city's new Walk of Fame. Also in 2007, Wembley Stadium hosted the Live Earth gig featuring Red Hot Chili Peppers, Genesis and Foo Fighters. We're going to focus on this week in 2024, this very week. AC/DC are back playing live in the UK. It's been 8 years since they last toured here and the shows at Wembley Stadium have been on the wish list for many a rock fan. I spoke to frontman Brian Johnson when he released his memoirs a couple of years ago. Here he is recounting his first gig with AC/DC back in 1980. AC/DC recorded live at River Plate in Argentina back in 2009, and that was shot down in flames. We got more AC/DC later on in the show with Angus Young's choice of rock god.
AirCheckDownloads.com.